Lord Jesus, I lift you up. I praise you. I love you so much. And I want you to get the glory every day, all day long. Whether I feel like talking to you or praising you or not, you get the glory. And your presence is to be sought after. And I pray that anyone listening would prioritize that, Lord Jesus, as well, and experience the best of you. Lord, I lift you up and I praise your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hello, friends. This is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. You can subscribe to these audio booths by just going to iTunes search query and typing in Michael Ryan's booths, B-O-O-S. I'm going to be in Psalm 119 today. I don't know where I'm going to stop, but I'm just going to keep on reading, friends. I believe that this psalm, the longest chapter in the Bible, is about Jesus Christ. I think everything in the Bible is about Jesus Christ. But I think this is, people look at this and say, oh, this is about the word. This is about the law, you know, God's commandments. And basically, when David wrote this, the law is what he had, and that was the word. And so when he's talking about the law, he's talking about the word. And we know that the word is Jesus Christ. So we can be safe here that this is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says in John chapter 16, in John chapter 14, that the Holy Spirit testifies of him. Again, this is written by the Holy Spirit. So he's being testified. Jesus says in John 5:39, you search the scriptures thinking you have eternal life, but it's these that testify of me. I believe that this is Jesus Christ. If you look at the things that he says about the law and the precepts and the statutes and the commandments, those are things that we know from Romans chapter 7, that the law in Romans chapter 8, it doesn't save, it doesn't produce life. It, if anything, it brings to death. It's holy, but it convicts people of their sin, which leads us to hell. It's not the kind of description that David's giving it, which is another reason why I know he's talking about Jesus Christ, whether he knows it or not. But by the Spirit in him, I know that it's known. So I'm going to read this, and I'm going to replace everything that has to do with the law and commandments with Jesus. And I believe that this will bless you. So let's jump right in. And Psalm 119, verse 1. How blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in Jesus. How blessed are those who observe Jesus, who seek him with all their heart. They also do no unrighteousness. They walk in his ways. You have ordained Jesus Christ that we should keep him diligently. Oh, that my ways may be established to keep the Messiah. Then I shall not be ashamed when I look upon him. I shall give thanks to you with uprightness of heart. When I learn of your righteousness, Jesus Christ, I shall keep you, Jesus. Do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to Jesus Christ. With all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me wander from the Lamb. Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me Jesus. With my lips I have spoken of Jesus. From my mouth I have rejoiced in the way of Jesus Christ as much as in all riches. I will meditate on Jesus and I will regard his ways. I shall delight in him. I shall not forget him. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep Jesus. Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from the Son of God. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide the presence of Jesus from me. My soul is crushed with longing after Jesus Christ at all times. You rebuke the arrogant, the cursed, who wander from Jesus. Take away reproach and contempt from me, for I observe the Messiah. Even though princes sit and talk against me, your servant meditates on Jesus Christ. Your Jesus is my delight. They are my counselors. Or you can say, rather, your son also is my delight. They are my counselors. Verse 24. My soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to Jesus Christ. I have told of my ways, and you have answered me. Teach me Jesus. Make me understand the way of Jesus, so I will meditate on Jesus. My soul weeps because of grief. Strengthen me according to Jesus. Remove the false way from me, and graciously grant me Jesus. I have chosen the faithful way. I have placed Jesus before me. I cling to you, Jesus. Oh Lord, do not put me to shame. I shall run the way of Jesus Christ, for you will enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of the Son of God, and I shall observe him to the end. Give me understanding that I may observe Jesus Christ and keep him with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of the Son of God, for I delight in him. Incline my heart to Jesus Christ and not to dishonest gain. Turn away my eyes from looking at vanity, and revive me in Jesus Christ. Establish Jesus to your servant as that which produces reverence for you. Turn away my reproach which I dread, for Jesus, you are good. Behold, I long for you, Messiah. Revive me through your righteousness. That's Psalm 119, 1 through 40, and I pray that you're blessed by that. Just seeing that it's about Jesus Christ, and just, I mean, if you could just go through this whole psalm and see Jesus, the Messiah, the Lamb of God, the Good Shepherd, the King of Kings, the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, the overseer of our souls, the root of Jesse. I mean, this is powerful, and I pray that you would see Jesus Christ, and just his presence will just come upon you as you praise him by just seeing him in his word. And friends, I encourage you, every time you open up that Bible, see the Lord Jesus Christ. See the Lord Jesus Christ, please. And meditate on him all the day long. Let your heart long after Jesus Christ. He's good. He is so good, and he will bless you right now with his presence. Forget about material things. Forget about your circumstance. Forget about the things that you want that you're not getting right now. Forget about the desires of your heart and commit your way to Jesus. Make him the desire of your heart, and the Lord will give you more of him. And that's all you need. What more could you need? What more could you need other than Jesus Christ? So I pray that you're blessed by this, and go home and practice this. Look at Psalm 119 or any of the Psalms, and just replace God or the Lord with Jesus Christ. God's okay with it, because the fullness of God is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has first place. If you don't believe me, go check out Colossians chapter 1 and Colossians chapter 2. Check out Ephesians 1:10. The summing of all things is in Jesus Christ. Friends, he's everywhere. He is everything. He's everything. And you do right to meditate on him. You do right to give him praise today and to worship him today, to call upon him, to repent, which means to turn away from whatever you're doing. Don't solve what you're doing. Don't try to conquer what you're doing. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to change your behavior and live holy or be this godly person and muster it up from your own strength. Just repent. Turn away and turn to the Lord and receive him. Receive the Messiah filling you up, and rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be filled. You will be blessed, and you will have the glow of Jesus Christ. You will have the light shining out of your face, and you can go and share that with other people in whatever way the Lord leads you. But it's got to be about him and him first. He will bless you with his presence. There's no other blessing that you need. There's no other blessing that you need than the presence of Jesus Christ manifested in you that will carry you through anything. I regret not knowing the Lord. I regret not begging for his presence to manifest itself to me when I went through trials in my life. I regret it. I don't think, oh, I wish I didn't go through those trials. I think I wish I would have just sought the Lord, because I would have saw things differently. And maybe you're going through a trial right now, and I'm telling you that God can take you out of it, but he can just come in it with you and bless you with himself. He can bless you with himself. that please don't undervalue the presence of God. When you die and go to heaven, it's only heaven because he's there. So if heaven is heaven because the presence of God is there, then why can't you have heaven now in your heart? Why can't you experience the abundant life now? To live is Christ, and to die is gain. You know what you're gaining when you die? You don't have to fight to see Jesus anymore. You just see him, but you can see him right now. You may have to fight to see him. You may have to go. It says, you know, we have to take it by force, seeing the Lord and begging for his presence. But when we die, it's just all right there. No sin nature to get in the way. No world to get in the way. No Satan to get in the way. It's just pure Jesus. But you can have that right now, and I encourage you. Open up the Psalms. See the Lord Jesus. Open up the Old Testament scriptures. See Jesus. Open up your New Testament. See Jesus. Look at your trials and sufferings. See Jesus. Look outside of nature and see Jesus. Look at your job. Look at your opportunities. Look at your weaknesses. Look at your strengths and see Jesus. And that will be life right now. Not later, but right now. Lord Jesus, I just thank you so much for your spirit and your presence, Lord. And I pray that you would just love on anyone that's listening, Lord. It wouldn't be me that they'd be hearing, but it'd just be you. Because, Lord, I'm just flesh and blood. I'm just a sinner with a sinful nature. But you are my everything. You make me who I am, Lord. I am what I am by your grace and your presence. And I pray that anyone listening would put aside this sin that so easily entangles them and fix their eyes on the author and finisher of their faith, which is Jesus Christ. That they wouldn't be distracted by anything else except the presence of Jesus Christ. Lord, I love you, and I thank you, and I worship you, and I pray that anyone listening would do the same, and that you would be the risen Messiah every day, all day, 24/7, 365 days of the year, until death, and then beyond that. Lord, in your name, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.